Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its time. Because of you, I'm a loner. Testing. Irene, goodnight. Irene, goodnight. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Because of you, my romance had its time. I dream of dreams. That is my white plume. Who burns fire? Who burns fire over the rainbow? So why, oh why, can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, bluebirds fly over the rainbow.
Light that's stronger than this kitchen candle. You need somebody, Mitch is saying, and I need somebody too. Could it be you and me, Blanche? Mitch. The pole commutes as it increases as Mitch goes up to her and says that.
A diet? Is that why you eat that?
It's so nice.
What? Why? What's the matter?
Hello, I'm talking on the telephone. Do you hear me talking on the telephone? Hello, Laura, how are you? What's new? Oh no, it'll come through just like I'm on the phone.
Wait, Marge. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. Hello, everybody. This is Larry Ferrandi. Hello. Hello.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Ferrandi speaking from the Ferrandi residence. How have you been, everyone, and how is everyone lately? Now we present the Starlighters featuring modern music. Now we present the Starlighters featuring modern music.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Larry Ferranti.
This is Larry Ferranti, presenting music for your modern enjoyment and listening pleasure. And now the Band of America, playing for your enjoyment.
Da 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 da, will you leave it in situ? This is Larry Ferranti, coming here and giving you the best of everything.
You want to record something or say?
No.
Why? Did you ever have your voice recorded?
Oh, me? No.
You never did. Well, you know it's recording right now.
It is.
Right now, yeah.
Well,
we'll say something.
Hey, Jack, you want to speak?
Anybody want to say anything?
Say hello.
Hello.
Who's that? Who are you? I mean, what's your name?
My name's Sam Rubino.
Where do you live?
201 Massachusetts.
What's your occupation?
Welder.
My love for no one else. That was recording, in case you don't know.
What?
Say something, honey dear.
Oh, darling, I hate you.
Please.
I mean, I love you.
Oh, no, don't say that. Have you heard John and Marcia?
John. Marcia? Oh, John. Marcia. John. Marcia.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Oh, just a chance to love you. Would I love you? I'm off today.
No, go ahead.
Oh, for just a chance to love you. Would I love you? Love you, love you. To take you in my eyes has always been my goal. Oh, would I love you, love you, love you. That's how I sound now.
Very large.
To spend one night with you in our room.
Okay.
Be my love and with your kisses sad.
Take it lower.
Stop the music.
Wait,
this
wait,
is
Van Manuel. Take it lower like Billy Eckstein or something.
That's the key. Sorry, sir.
Alright, go on.
If I made you cry, if I made you sigh, if I made you die, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. This is Lenny. If I made you cry, if I made you sigh, if I made you cry, I'm sorry on the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize. That's for Larry.
And fixing his rye and his gin. I stopped.
No, you are Marcia.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Marcia.
Oh, Marcia.
John.
Kiss me, Marcia. Oh. It didn't sound real. It didn't sound real. Oh, please. Oh. You say John.
Marcia.
John.
I'm supposed to say Marcia, remember?
John! You're too romantic, John.
John!
Marcia!
Is all that really going on there? Oh,
Marcia, if it ain't I'll shoot you dead. If I make you cry. Silly boy. You don't know what I'm thinking.
What are you?
I gotta go home. I really must go, baby, it's cold outside. I really must go. Boo 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 boo.
You sound like Bob
Pig-o Hope. My Bob Hope, you insulted me? No. I feel so jazzy.
This Bob Hope is in the movies.
That's what Bob Hope means, as good as I am, because when I say something,
I feel jizzy. I can always
You don't feel jazzy, I feel jazzy, see? Let's see what that is now.
Right back at me, he said. What name do you like? Well, I didn't have to think a minute. Harvey has always been my favorite name.
Hello, testing. Testing, 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 testing. You talked to your mother about me?
Yes.
Why?
I told my mother how nice you were, and I liked you.
Were you sincere about that? You know I was. Why did your mother want to know my age? Mother is sick.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Badly?
She won't live long. Maybe just a few months.
Oh.
She worries because I'm not settled.
Oh.
She wants me to be settled down before she...
You love your mother very much, don't you?
Yes.
I think you have a great capacity for devotion.
You will be lonely when she passes on, won't you?
I understand what that is.
To be lonely?
Blanche, I loved someone too once. Blanche is saying, I loved someone too, and the person I loved, I lost.
Dead?
A man? He was a boy, just a boy, when I was a very young girl. When I was 16, I made the discovery. Love. All at once, and much, much too completely. It was like you suddenly turned on a blinding light on something that had always been in half in the shadow, half in shadow. That's how it struck the world for me. That's how it struck the world for me. But I was unlucky, deluded. There was something different about the boy. A nervousness, a softness and tenderness, which wasn't like a man's. Although he wasn't the least bit effeminate looking, still that thing was there. He came to me for help. I didn't know that. I didn't find out anything till after our marriage. When we'd run away and come back, and all I knew was I'd failed him in some mysterious way, and I wasn't able to give him the help he needed, but couldn't speak of. He was in the quicksands and clutching me. But I wasn't holding him out. I was slipping in with him. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything except I loved him unendurably, but without being able to help him or help myself. Then I found out, in the worst of all possible ways, by coming suddenly into a room that I thought was empty, which wasn't empty, but had two people in it. The boy I had married and an older man who had been his friend for years.